1212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Dirty before 6:30.
The stories that are just a touch more adult, a little more risque.
Ooh.
So they're early in the show this morning. And sadly, now, there ain't no risque this morning.
Oh, well, then why say it?
Well, because usually they are, and that's the warning, so that if you've got little ears in the car that they don't get.
Well, all I'm saying is that in every time you've done the Dirty Before 6:30 and you say a little bit risque, it means that there's nudity involved.
Sadly, no nudity this morning.
Okay.
Because I know that's what you hang out for.
Then what is it dirty for?
It's a language warning this morning.
Oh,
but it does involve cycling, which you and I have been into in the past.
I'd like to say that I'm a cyclist now.
Yep. So
I think once you've ridden over 1,000 kilometres, you can,
you claim it, yeah.
Suffice, yep.
Now, this morning, we're talking about a bike lane over on the East Coast. This guy was driving along and was so frustrated.
Don't you rubbish us East Coasters.
It's actually from New South Wales as well.
Oh, I was supposed to Dubbo too, was it?
No, it's in Sydney. It's in Sydney.
Okay.
But he is so cranky that this guy that is cycling is not using the bike lane. Have a listen to this.
Now, why do we have the bike lane, you f***ing tech dog, if you don't use it? Like, ADB or Rainbow, whatever the they are. Use the bike lane!
Oh, my gosh.
So cranky. That
so irate, yeah.
Yeah, people aren't using the bike lane. Unfortunately for him, he was in the bike lane.
What?
He was driving along behind these cyclists in the bike lane. And you can
tell. That's hilarious.
Because he constantly keeps driving over these big white painted signs of a bike on the road. And the other thing is,
that's a big bike lane, though, if a car can fit up it.
Yeah, they're like a proper, they're almost like a little, like, car lane, they are.
It's so that they can ride side by side.
Yeah, so they can fit quite a few cyclists on there. And there's a bunch of cyclists on there, and he's flipping out. The other thing he's doing as well is as he drives down the cycling lane, he's overtaking a string, like a massive lineup of cars. And I'm like, mate, do you think that you're the only one that realises there's a lane there? You think everyone else you're driving past is an idiot? So this guy has gone completely viral and everyone is smashing him online. Not only that, guess where he got the video from?
What? His dash cam.
Using his phone while he was driving.
He recorded himself.
Moron.
Oh, what
it is
an
brilliant.
Idiot.
Yeah, you can go and check out the video. It is trending online today, yeah.
All right, coming up in What's Trending. Now, Bob Huen has actually found himself in some trouble.
Oh, really?
Steve Irwin's little boy? Yeah, over in the States. But I'll tell you more about it in the 6:30 news feed.
Now at hit.com.au.
And Bob Huen has come under fire. Well, actually, only from Peter, really.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, apparently, he's been done for animal cruelty by Peter because he was on the Jimmy Fallon show with animals, and so they've called him out for it.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, I know, right? Well, this is the thing. Now, I was just saying that, you know, having endangered animals on TV talk shows is animal cruelty. That's what they're calling him out for. But all of Bob's fans, or I mean anyone who's a fan of the Irwins, has backed up Bob Huen. And, like, I mean, because they're all about conservation. They're all about the safety of animals. Like, never are they there. I mean, of course it is entertainment, but never are they there, like, to endanger the, you know, the
animal
itself.
No, and I feel like Bob and the Huen family have done quite a bit for conservation, so
right?
I wouldn't have too much of a crack at them.
Anyway, you will see that in the news a fair bit now, but it's just sad, because, I mean, for Aussies, we're just like, oh, just let them go. But, I mean, for Americans, they're like, is it animal cruelty? We don't, you know, they may not know.
Yeah, it is weird.
Anyway, we'll see what happens with that. But you know what? He's got all of our support, right?
Absolutely.
Now, moving on, because I want to talk about the producer of the Fyre Festival event. You may know him. He was the one who was famous for taking one for the team. His name is Andy King.
This won't go that far, I'm sure, but Billy called and said, Andy, we need you to take one big thing for the team. And I said, oh my gosh, I've been taking something for the team every day.
Anyway, he is making his way down under. He's going to be here actually next month for Big Sound. He's going to be giving a keynote addressing the Brisbane music industry.
Really?
And apparently he's going to be offering some insights into the controversial festival. And most of all, the do's and the don'ts of event promotion and why, get this, why you should never run out of water.
That is brilliant. Hit.com.au if you want to find out what else is trending. But for your R&B Fridays, we're going to get into your riddle up next.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
And right now we're doing your Friday riddle. Now, the riddle goes, I can breathe but never talk. I can run but never walk. I can be picked but never chosen. What am I? Now, Jesse, do you have any idea what it would be?
So I'm guessing something to do with gardening. Would I be close? Maybe?
Maybe not at all, ever. Oh. No, it's not. Well, okay. I want to talk to you more about where your mind was going to after.
All right. Well, let's go to Jess from Busso. Jess from Busso, you have any idea on what it might be this morning?
Is it nose?
Yes, it is nose. I can breathe but never talk. I can run but never walk. I can be picked but never chosen.
You're going to be very disappointed when I tell you what I was
thinking. Oh, I can't wait for this. All right, we'll move on to Anthony from Esperance.
Anthony
from Esperance, what do you reckon it is?
It's got to be your nose, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, you'd be right.
Unless you're in my head, in which case there's something very different going on in there.
Jesse thought it was something to do with the garden. Well done, Anthony.
Good on you, Anthony.
Cheers.
See you later, mate. All right, Brett from Busso, what are you thinking this morning, mate?
Mate, I'm going to have to go with nose.
Yep, spot on you would be, mate. Good on you.
Oh, yeah, all right. Did I win a trip to Vanuatu?
Yeah, that's as easy as that, mate. I wish we had a trip to Vanuatu.
You win a trip to work. Have fun.
Yeah, I'm at work. Cheers.
Have a good one, mate. See you later.
All right, we're going to wrap this one up with Blaze from Boyin' Up. What do you reckon it is? I can breathe but never talk. I can run but never walk. I can be picked but never chosen.
Yeah, good day, guys. Yeah, it's got to be bloody nose, doesn't it? Nose?
Yeah.
Spot on, mate. 4 from 4 we go this morning. Everyone but me knew what it was.
All right, Jesse, what were you getting at?
So when you said I can breathe.
Yeah.
Right? And I can be picked. I was thinking like flower or something because...
Oh!
But I couldn't understand. What was the middle one?
I can run but never walk.
It's like, no, I can't figure out run for a flower. Blaze, thanks for playing this morning, mate.
Cheers, Scott. Thanks.
No
Bye.
Worries. See you later. Let's move on swiftly from that because I just can't believe that I didn't think of no.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Eden Lakeside Retreat. Stay 2 nights. Third night is free.
Now, this morning we've got Quinny from Cal. Who would you like to take on, myself or Julesy?
Oh, Quinny from Cal. Babe, don't choose me.
Oh, Quinny, we got you, mate. Who would you like to take on this morning?
Oh, I'll go you, Jesse.
Oh, he wants to take me on.
Good, because, Quinny, I don't want to win against you, seriously. Lexi would hate me.
Yeah, she would.
Oh, I don't want to do it to her. Don't guilt me now.
Okay, Quinny, so the game works. You got to buzz in with your name, and if you get it wrong, Jesse gets to jump in and vice versa, okay?
All right, no worries.
All right, question one, number one. Which Kardashian has hired a $250 million super yacht for her birthday?
Quinny.
Yeah, Quinny.
Kim?
Oh! No, babe, it's not Kim.
I don't know the other one.
Oh, come on, Jesse. I talk about it every day.
Hold on. Kendall?
No, you're both wrong. Are you serious? It's Kylie. She turns 21.
Oh, they all start with K. Like, it's the same.
You idiot.
They're all the same.
Oh, okay, moving on. Now, this is a multiple choice, so I suggest you wait.
Okay.
Number two, by area, what is the smallest country in the world?
Oh, Jesse.
Oh, you're not even going
to
wait?
Don't even need to know. Vatican City.
What?
Boom.
How did you know that?
Heard that at a quiz.
You went to a
before.
Private school, didn't you? All right, question number three. You still got
classic.
A chance. You got a chance here, Quinny, still. What is the pet detective's name that Jim Carrey plays in the 94 American...
Quinny got in first.
Go, Quinny.
Ace Ventura.
Yeah. Okay, you got one each.
One each, okay.
Question number four. Spell... Daniel Ricciardo's last name.
Jesse. R-I-C-C-I-A-R-D-O.
Yep.
Boo!
Who are you?
Don't mind a little bit of Daniel Ricciardo, F1 champion.
Oh, so that doesn't mean you. That means you. Oh, wait, no, we got one more. So if Quinny gets this right, we go to a tiebreaker.
Oh, damn it. I've celebrated way too soon there, haven't I?
Hey, Jesse, what's that behind you, mate? Go check that out for us.
All right, you ready for this, Quinny?
Yeah, let's roll.
Okay.
Question number 5. Who sings the 90s hit Gangster's Paradise? Quinny.
Coolio.
Yes, you would be right.
Damn it.
All right, now the tiebreaker. Have you been listening to the show, Quinny, all morning?
Oh, I'm not. Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, in the last 15, 20 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. You're going to know this one then.
Well.
It's a personal one, but an easy one.
All right, let's ride.
Which artist did Jewel see when she was 17
Jesse.
Years old?
Quinny,
I'll say it first. Nah, come on, Jewelzy. Who is it? Who is it?
I don't know who went first. I couldn't hear properly.
You got it, Quizmaster Jewelzy. You got to make a decision.
Oh, I'm going to go with Quinny. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Go on, Quinny.
It was 50 Cent, mate.
Yes! Oh, my gosh.
It's a stitch up. It's a bloody stitch up.
Congratulations, Quinny.
I was getting fuel and I left the car running so I could hear the announcement. I could hear that while I'm getting fuel.
Well done.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, guys. Cheers.
That is all yours. That's Stay at Evedon Lakeside Retreat, where currently you can stay 2 nights. The 3rd night is free if you use the promo code HITFM, Julesy. But
how you feeling? You feeling a bit defeated
this morning. After 8 o'clock this morning, we got a special exclusive chat. Ash London caught up with Jason Derulo. We've got that for you after 8.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
In case you missed it, earlier on this morning we announced our lineup for R&B Fridays Live 2019. One of the people in that incredible lineup is Jason Derulo, and he caught up with Ash London ahead of his trip to Australia.
You are coming out for R&B Fridays Live, and it has a long tradition for having really some of the biggest names in the history of R&B on this stage. I mean, Usher took it home last year. He was absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are coming out. I mean, those are big shoes to fill, but I'm remembering all the music you've brought us over the years, and I know you can dance like no one else. So what kind of a show are you going to bring for Australia?
You know, it's a very high-energy show. You know, I have some of the best dancers in the world with me and, you know, some of the best musicians. And, you know, it's really like a very high-energy, you know, a roller coaster of emotion, kind of nostalgic, you know, taking you through the past 10 years of Jason Derulo. You know, it's a very it's a roller coaster ride for sure.
For someone like you who is such an amazing dancer, do you audition your dancers like personally, or do you have someone that does that for you? Because, you know, like, people need to be up to your standard.
Nah, I really like taking a part of the whole audition process.
Sick.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself.
but also,
dances are such a major part of my show, right? It's not like I'm picking like a light in the corner. It's like literally, you know, dances are huge.
Can we talk about Cats for a second?
Because
we're all like fanging to see this scene. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about this experience. How was it? What's the highlight for you? Can you even pick a highlight?
The cast is crazy, right? You have myself, Taylor Swift, Idris Elba, Rebel Wilson, James Corden, Ian McKellen, Judi Dench, you know, just a crazy, crazy cast.
We can't wait to see it. And what about your costume? Because from what I can see, it looks like all of you would have had to spend a long time getting ready every morning before you even start filming.
Yeah, so the costume, so we had on green suits the entire time. So it's motion capture. So like our faces and our bodies, you know, all the fur that you see is, you know, it was made in post.
That must inspire you, because you make some pretty, you know, amazing music videos.
Appreciate it.
Working in that world, did it make you kind of think, man, I could do some really cool shit for my own music video?
Definitely. After that experience, I was like, there's no way I'm letting anybody direct my videos ever again, because I learned so much.
Jason Derulo, thanks for hanging out, mate. We'll see you soon.
Can't wait for it.
This is...
Are we ready? the catch up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Before we get to that, though, this weekend is a monster if you're a rugby fan.
I can tell how excited you are.
The first ever Bledisloe Cup game played in WA. So Australia versus New Zealand. It's the only one in Australia this year. It is absolutely massive ahead of the World Cup later on this year. And we are lucky enough to have Rory Arnold, who plays for the Wallabies in the second row. Man mountain, 6'10", 120 kilos, absolute champion. Are you all ready to go for tomorrow night, mate?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, the stadium's unreal. I watched Origin early this year, and it's going to be good to have a big crowd there, and I can't wait. It's always a big game against the Kiwis, so I'm looking forward to it.
Now, definitely can't miss you out on the field. I hear that you're about three stories high.
Three-story Rory.
Three-story Rory.
Brilliant.
But you've got you've actually got a twin brother who plays rugby well. Is he as tall?
Yep.
But
yep. Mirror image. So,
okay. Is he as good, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's pretty good. He was he was playing for the Force a couple of years ago, so he was based in Perth. He enjoyed it here.
I was going to say, mate, you're a lot nicer brother than I am.
Yeah, I would have been rubbishing them and then sent them the audio too.
Now, I know you had a fans' day last weekend. How do you find, I mean, I feel like since we lost the Western Force, WA fans are starved of rugby. Did you kind of get that vibe?
Yeah, a little bit, but there was a lot of Force supporters there.
Yeah.
They all had their blue shirts out. It was a great turnout there. We had the girls doing our field session there, training. We had lots of support, lots of kids turned up. So, you know, it's good to see that there's still that community, you know, really support the Force and the Wallabies out here in Perth.
Yeah, mate, the West Australians absolutely loved the Force. It was absolutely devastating to see them go. But we are stoked that you guys are playing a Bledisloe over here. I mean, we've seen the Pumas come over here. We've seen the Springboks here, but we're really looking forward to seeing you guys take on the All Blacks here, mate. So we cannot wait for this Saturday. But, mate, I want to ask you one little favour before I let you go. A mate of mine's son, Ryan, is turning 11 today, and he is a mad Wallabies supporter. Can I get you to give him a bit of a shout-out?
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, well, happy birthday, Ryan. Hope you're having a good day, and I hope the parents can shout you some tickets to the game this week, and hope to see you there.
Awesome. You're an absolute champion, and I hope you get the win on Saturday. We'll be there watching, cheering you on.
This is The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Running on 13, 12, 16, we want to know, have you been mistaken for being pregnant?
Dangerous question this morning.
Very, very dangerous. I mean, I think it's like really hard for men. And I find that it's the men that usually put their foot in it.
Yeah, it absolutely, because my general rule now is never, ever ask that question.
Don't even assume, even if they're 9 months pregnant.
Talk to them about really anything else. Bring up the weather. Anything but.
I went out one night before a race night, before a race day, and ate a kebab. And, you know, I'm lactose intolerant, but I got cheese on the kebab, put my dress on the next day. People asked me if I was expecting.
Oh, really?
Oh, because I was so bloated.
Yeah. But in reality, all you needed was.
Anyway, we've got Sarah from Mug River. Babe, this has happened to you. You've been mistaken for being pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So it's actually similar to what happened to you, Jules.
Yeah.
A food baby,
is that what you're saying?
Yes. Like, okay, so I recently found out that I'm allergic to gluten, but last summer I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so I'm eating food and whatever, and I'm just so bloated. Anyway, we had this family party thing, and my cousin, who I hadn't seen in, like, years, comes up and goes, "Oh, my God, you're pregnant. No one told me." I was in, like, my bathers and stuff, and my gut's hanging out. No, just allergic to gluten, Todd. Thank you.
Oh, no, babe. Oh, gosh. It's the worst feeling when someone thinks that you're pregnant and you're not.
Do you and your cousin still chat or?
Look, the DMs have dropped off a bit. I haven't spoken.
Oh, Sarah, thanks for the call this morning, babe.
Thanks, guys.
See you later, mate. That is the most awkward thing I think you could ever do at a family barbecue.
Yeah. Just never assume. That's probably the safest thing
just
to do here.
Never talk about it even.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
You're having a baby? Cool. What's the weather like today? Hey, that is it for us today. We got to get out of here. We will be back on Monday from 6. If you haven't had a look yet at the R&B Fridays live lineup.
Yeah.
For 2019. We announced it earlier on this morning, rnbfridayslive.com. You can go and check it out. But Julesy, that is it for us today.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye,
love you.
Love you.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.